The first international tourist in more than a year will arrive in Rarotonga tomorrow. Visitors to the Cook Islands will be a welcome sight for many businesses who've been struggling to survive. Jamie Tahana has been speaking to some of them.
Ashley Steele is the Kai guy. She opened her food business, a bright orange truck that rumbles around Rarotonga, just before the pandemic hit and the country closed its borders.
It's been a bit of a challenge just to try and keep afloat, but there's been the hope that, you know, there's the light at the end of the tunnel where the visitors will be back one day and we can actually, you know, start to really put things together how we imagined it.
The economy relies heavily on tourism, which up until last year was responsible for nearly 70% of GDP. Without those visitors, many businesses have closed and people have lost their jobs. Many more have been reliant on government wage subsidies and loans, including Bryn Atchison-Nuroa, who owns a small surf shop and paddleboard hire at Moody.
We are a small business in general, so we kept two of our staff on. Two staff made choices to go to New Zealand anyway, so thankfully we didn't have to make any of those tough decisions. But it'll be a long road ahead to kind of get back to where we were and to pay off some of those loans that we took out.
On Monday afternoon, Cook Islands time, the first flight of the two-way travel bubble will touch down in Rarotonga. Timu Okutai, who owns a pearl business and tour company, is among those hoping it will help pull them back from the brink.
It's been quite an interesting experience. Hopefully we won't have to go through it again, because people have managed to exist reasonably well in terms of food. Nobody's going hungry or anything like that. But, you know, much have been put on the shelf to wait for things to turn up again.
But it might start as more of a trickle than a flood. Air New Zealand says it's had strong interest, and hotels say they've had plenty of bookings. But most of those visitors don't plan on coming until the July school holidays. But Timu Okutai says he's glad the interest is there.
Starting to come in, and we're noticing it, and talking to our customers here, which are the hotels and so on, which we look after in terms of transfers and so on. Yeah, it's building up.
Bryn Atchison-Nuroa is clear-eyed about what the bubble's likely to bring.
I'm looking forward to the bubble. I don't have any expectations that we're going to be back where we were. Just steady as she goes and be consistent and just keep moving forward.
Still, some visitors are better than no visitors. Ashley Steele, her Kai Gai food truck, and many others have been getting ready.
You're driving along the streets and everyone's hedges and lawns and everything are immaculate because everyone's, you know, spent some time getting themselves organised. So I think there's just some general excitement to welcome our Kiwi friends back to the island, finally.
Meanwhile, the Cook Islands plans to start its COVID-19 vaccines this week, which Prime Minister Mark Brown says will add to the bubble's strength. For Morning Report, call Jamie Tahana. Aho.